Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Eliminate the extra cost and discomfort of cold floors and rooms with a chill. Get your crawl space properly sealed and insulated. Text cold to 393939. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good morning.
Now, did you pick this because I said Jeannie's got a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, geez, that's weird.
Good pick.
I didn't have another one.
I like it.
And, you know, this is our last artist of the day before Boom Boom's back. Oh, so,
what did he play the first day we're back from the new year? Mexican hip hop?
Oh, it was
the machetes?
Control machete? I'd never even heard of that junk.
Yep. Start the year off with a bang.
2017. It's going to suck as well. Welcome aboard. So Pinder and Warner. Boomer back tomorrow. Any updates? He's been radio silent for like 3 days.
No.
In the old chat group.
I don't even want to.
It's going to be disappointing.
Oh, exactly. Like, we think he's down there
living it up. Pool parties.
I guarantee you. You know, most people don't get any sleep in Vegas. You're like, I got to get home, get some sleep.
Opposite.
He is probably the most rested man in Vegas right now.
And probably the only way to live for a week in Vegas. Because if you try to Vegas for 7 days, you aren't coming home unless it's in a box.
Yeah.
7 days is too much.
But I guarantee he's overslept, underperformed.
As long as he's fed when he wakes up, it's a hibernating bear. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Perfect. Come in. Won't be tanned. No sun.
No sun. Kidding me?
Back tomorrow?
His Vegas life would be different than most.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've only been
good
once.
For him.
Only been once. Don't know that I need to go back. Enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
But could see how things can get away very quickly from you in Vegas.
Oh, they start to slide.
Yeah. Like, what time? What day? What, who?
Can't wait for a new NHL squad.
I was very excited. I had won a big ticket and went to the club, and then, of course, you got all this money that you've won. And
oh, you got to spend it.
At the tables for a while, you get on a roll. Next thing you know, it's 7 a.m., and you're convincing strangers to come to breakfast at some place in a casino nearby.
Next thing you know, it's 7 a.m., and practice is at 8:30, and the bus is leaving. Whoa.
Wait a minute. There's no teams in Vegas where you played. Where was that?
We went there for a getaway.
Was that the L.A. story?
No.
Because I think when Theo, you was before you.
I wasn't.
Theo, when Jerome was young, I think it was, they decided on a whim.
There's lots of guys.
To go L.A. to Vegas and then back to L.A. on a game day. I think Theo wrote about it in his book.
Yeah, there's lots of guys that have gone.
So where did you make your Vegas run from?
We, as a team, the Panthers went there.
When?
We had a few days off, 99.
So you're in California, you get days off? You're in Phoenix?
No, it was, we were heading to California, and we had like 4 days off in between games.
Nice.
So they said, you know what? I'm going to take you to Vegas. Boy, what a mistake.
How bad were you guys the first game back?
Just throwing away points.
Why does it smell like a brewery on this bench? I can't imagine the coach. Who was it at the time? Was it
Terry Murray.
Oh, gosh. Poor guy. What do you do with these useless wastes of human
matter? Well, they should have canceled practice, I'll tell you that.
Oof. Paul Maurice not happy either. Great video last night.
Oh, he was hot.
It's a bad week for Boom to be away with all his Jets lover. Maybe a good week. I don't know.
Yeah,
Flames,
I can't decide
Jets
that either.
In Winnipeg. They're actually back here next week, I think.
I love that he tries to hide it as well. His infatuation with those Jets.
What are the Jets back? I'm wrong. I thought
they played here.
They already did. You're right. I hosted that game. It was a Saturday.
Are they coming back? More.
They might, because they're in conference.
Yes, that's correct.
Screw it. I was reading the wrong week. Either way, you missed that? I'd love his take this morning on Maurice. Big Buff got walked on that.
Now, is that guy,
Rush.
And he's the perfect example of the Jets.
Totally. When he's on, he's phenomenal.
Unstoppable.
And then other days?
Yeah, I'm not playing today.
Meh. disinterested.
And what do you do?
That's your leader. What do you do?
But they knew that. Was that not the...
Well, I mean, Wheeler's the captain, and there's other guys that do bring it every night, but that's been... Like, when you think of Byfuglien as a third-line winger in Chicago when they won a cup way back, that was kind of the knock. It's like, when is he going to bring it? When isn't he? And there's still the, you know, the habit of some dumb penalties and undisciplined play. But when he's on, like, my goodness. It's Brent Burns plus even, because he's even bigger.
He's meaner, too.
Burns looked good last night. The Sharks... okay on a night where they made a mistake on their lineup. They only had five defensemen at their disposal. They had a backup in net, and they're still missing Hurdle and Schlemko. They fall 3-2 to the Flames, who suddenly are 1 point back of Edmonton. They do host the Devils tomorrow before going up QE2 for the first of two games on back-to-back Saturdays against the Oilers. We're getting pumped for this.
I love the silence.
Of?
The Northern Alberta.
Yeah, it's quiet it down.
Remember the start of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Look out. Here we come. We're doing it all.
Home ice, President's Trophy. The scary thing is, and what I loved is you can almost mark where they went from unbeatable to good, which is still, that's a respectable team up there. But
they're good. They're where we thought they were going to be 3 years ago, too, right? Finally.
They're seven games over 500, 21-15-7, or six games six. Over, excuse me. And they started 7-0-1. Or 7-1.
Whatever.
So they're basically a 500 hockey club since that hot start. But it was unbearable. And I get it. It's 10 years. You starve a dog and then drop a filet mignon in front of him.
The first couple games.
There was a stomping. Yeah. Yeah. And for the Flames, you look back to
November
15. It was ugly.
It'll quickly get loud again.
If they win again.
On Saturday night.
Yeah. Or if one team takes two, get ready. This is what we've been missing.
What?
Where have the rivalries been the last 5 years? I mean, you got the Canucks in the playoffs, I guess, but
no,
that was weird 2 years ago because neither team was really expected to do well. The division was total dog crap. LA just took a season off. Remember, it was like, well, how are these guys not in? They're better than everyone else. Arizona and Edmonton were just doormats. The Flames ran the table on both of them, I think.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Phew. It's back, man.
You know who's not back? And we thought was back.
Who's that?
Monahan.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
He's their third best center? Second best center?
He's sit in the stands center if you're not going to play.
And they've got him with Johnny. You're kind of running out of excuses. The best he's looked all year was when they had Brouwer on his right and Versteeg on his left. And I don't know if it was that line got treated like a third line because it was. Because you had Backlund's line going and Bennett and Gaudreau worked well together. And maybe that's you essentially shelter them away from good players and load them up in the offensive zone. But as long as he's being treated like a number one center, he hasn't played like one this year. Like when the ice time and when the line mates have been there and when you're putting him out there in key situations, that's when he hasn't been good, which is most of the year.
Well, exactly. What do you have, the 10-game or the 9-game streak where he's putting up points? But
that's when he was with those two guys where he wasn't expected to. And the power play was red hot.
And that's what's scary moving forward is that you're going to need him, right? Like you're not going to have success down the stretch or into the playoffs if he's not playing.
And he doesn't need to be the best guy, but just get another line going. Because the way that Backlund line's going, if Johnny and Monty can be three quarters of what we've seen the last 2 years, you're fine. You've got two lines that are great.
Yes.
The Backlund line has been unbelievable.
They were awesome.
They were great last night. Like, Tkachuk fits that group perfectly. It's every time they came over the boards, it was like, here we go again. And then you had to wait for their next shift for the next any sort of pressure from the Flames. They've been that good, that much better than any other options out there. And that's saying something because Johnny's not bad. Johnny looks like Johnny to me.
Johnny's playing well, but...
But who's with him?
Exactly. No one's keeping up.
No one. Easy to defend Johnny when he doesn't have his line mates going because... The threat of Monahan finishing off plays needs to be there to help Johnny, right? Or it's the first month of the year and it's just Johnny trying to walk through three guys.
He's got 23 points. A 45-point season isn't good enough.
For Monahan.
Monahan.
No.
Well, and I don't see...
Where's the goal count at?
10.
We would expect more than 20 goals from this guy.
Oh.
He had 32 years ago, 30 plus.
If you're only scoring 20, you better be making up for it in assists.
Or defensive play. And neither of those things have happened.
And this is the thing with having Chiasson on that line, too. It's that you can have that type of guy when the two guys are going good.
Yes.
But when one of them isn't, now it's Gaudreau dragging both of them, kicking and screaming in the offensive end. And it becomes a bit of an issue.
Johnny decides, I'm going to give it to Chiasson because Monahan sucks. And then it's like, well, this play just died.
Yeah.
And as it probably does with most guys near league minimum who are, you know, bubble guys. That's yeah, you need Monahan going. If you want to make any noise, you need Monahan going.
Is there a move you can make?
In terms of the lineup or a trade? What are you talking about?
No, in the lineup.
I'd give them, we were pining for Ferland. He left last night's game. Any update post-game?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about getting Monahan off Gaudreau's line.
Yeah, Gaudreau back with Bennett and Chiasson. That worked well. And then when Brouwer's healthy, which probably still a couple weeks away.
Yeah, sounds like about a week or so.
You could put him with Versteeg and Brouwer. That's when Monahan looked good. It's also, you hide him a bit in the lineup. Other teams are going to defend wherever Johnny's playing.
I just wonder, because it's been successful, so we want it to work, and it has worked in the past, but if it was like Gullitson doing it at the start of the year, trying to change the D around and playing guys where they shouldn't be, well, when do we finally decide, you know what, we got to change this up?
We're getting there. They've tried it before, and it worked. They'll go back to splitting them up if they don't start doing something.
I want to see it because it's crazy. Sick of watching this.
It looked easy to get that deal done this summer because there were so many comparables. Okay, there's Barkov in Florida. There's McKinnon. He's signed in Colorado. Philip Forsberg got a deal in Nashville and a few others. Scheifele's deal. We thought he was the best of that group, or at least close. He is not in the same universe as any of those guys this year. Forsberg had a slow start, playing better now. McKinnon on an awful team is still doing McKinnon things, but not outstanding. And Scheifele is the best of the bunch, which I don't think we saw coming. Scheifele's been unbelievable this year.
Scheifele's been great.
Like, if you had proposed to Flames fans Monahan for Scheifele straight up in the summer, you'd be like, no, we can't do that.
No.
And now it'd be like, yes, please. Yes,
he's
please.
Had the benefit of playing with Line A, too.
Oh, what? Because Gaudreau's not a benefit?
No, no, like, I'm just saying, no, but we didn't expect Line A to be beside him, so he's getting...
And Ehlers has been great. Yes, it's been a good line. He has weapons, but Monahan's had weapons. It doesn't matter what you surround him with. He's been MIA most of the year.
Pick it up.
And if he does, look at this team now.
Well, it's like you said at the start of the year. If your special teams can just do something other than waste 2 minutes.
And get some goaltending.
Yeah.
And stars be stars.
There's a lot of room to improve here.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to go outside of the box. You don't have to bring anyone in. You got it right there.
Ask Rhett coming up at 7:40. Text coming in the ATB Financial fan feedback line, 960-960. Hey, guys, Monahan just looks like a guy in the stands with a Monahan jersey on this year.
Ooh.
Doesn't he look like a guy?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a guy.
Ooh. So excited.
Sven Berchi has more goals than Monahan. That one coming in.
Hey, that stings.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit.
And someone very upset that Cher isn't the artist of the day because it's her birthday. Sorry to the one Cher fan
in
Calgary.
It's weird that Cher is texting in that. That was weird.
It's not Cher. It's some crazy lady texting in about Cher.
How's Cher? Like, what?
I'm sure she's
what
fine.
Would you play?
If I had to play Cher?
Yeah, if we're going with Cher.
Didn't she have some duet where I get to hear less of her? That would be a good move. Not a Cher fan. She did, though, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
That's the one, then. But the less of her, the better.
Yes, perfect.
Oh.
Sorry, there will be no share.
Yeah, sorry about that. Morning. And, someone shouting at me because I'm a Chargers fan. I didn't know the Chargers started in L.A.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I'm surprised, too. And you know what? It was 55 years ago, so that was a while ago. Where were you back in... Whatever the hell, 55 years ago, 60-something. No, I wasn't.
62?
No, I wasn't. Anyway. Jason Lockenfor will join us at 8:20. Probably moving today, the Chargers to L.A. They probably will rebrand, seems to be the speculation. He'll have more. Two new head coaches in Buffalo and in Denver. New coaches for different reasons. Kubiak not healthy in Denver. And Rex Ryan just not good at coaching in Buffalo. We knew before he got there, though. When was the last good team he coached?
He won one game in his career, I think, that was a big deal. I think they beat New England, and he mouthed off about it. And all of a sudden, the Jets were supposed to be this amazing defensive squad. They had Darrell Revis, who
Revis
picked
Island.
Off
yeah.
Brady or something, and won. I mean, and that's it.
He got to back-to-back AFC Championship games with Mark Sanchez as his quarterback.
Wow, that is impressive.
Which but is...
Since then, nothing.
Yeah. Well, no. Since then, nothing.
Where's Houston now? Like, what's this game? Is this...
The line is 15 points.
No. I'm saying that sometimes flukes happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Houston's...
Because Houston's brutal.
Their quarterbacking has been awful.
And somehow they're still...
You like the running back, though. The defense has been good. They lose J.J. Watt, and they still have a good pass rush.
There you go.
Stadium
the New
Cloudy,
York
man.
Jets and Rex Ryan.
That actually sounds a lot like the New York Jets under Rex Ryan. Now they can run the ball and defend really well.
Crappy quarterback? Yeah, that does. So.
Yeah.
There you go. Check marks. Sports like picks at 8 o'clock. Get ready for those. Ask Rhett in... look at this. 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Nervous.
Do we
there's a lot of...
We have a theme today?
I don't know. I always like a good theme, but...
It's not quite close enough to St. Patrick's Day to ask boozy questions.
Quickly, sorry to interrupt, but Cher's birthday is May 20th. So I don't know what that
Who
person
is
on
the
text line
is
talking
What is going
about?
On? No Cher today, and it's her B-Day. That is the worst text of the day.
Clean it up!
Like, who is operating a phone post-lobotomy?
If you sending want Cher, just say you want Cher.
Yeah.
You don't have to lie to us about her birthday.
We're not going
to
do it anyway.
No.
It may not seem like it, but we fact-check some stuff.
Jeez.
Not like sports things, but when it comes to...
I feel like I would trust the person in that.
Yeah. I bought it.
Rene Bork, one goal less than Monahan. That being brought up to our attention on the text line as well.
Oh.
It's 720. We'll,
650.
650?
Huh? That's what he's making.
Yeah, that's Versteeg's been a pretty good deal too, actually, when you think about that. 720, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Back to Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Eliminate the extra cost and discomfort of cold floors and rooms with a chill. Get your crawl space properly sealed and insulated. Text cold to 393939. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It is 7:26. Calgary Flames victorious last night. 3-2 over the Sharks. Big win against the division leaders. It is the Devils tomorrow before a trip to Edmonton on Saturday. Now, Jay, get us up to speed. What have we played out of the catalog so far from Aerosmith, the artist of the day?
Sweet Emotion and this.
So are we going to get to the new stuff? Because I feel the more
he puts on
women's makeup and spends his time in salons, the worse her music got.
Yeah, they all look like old women.
It's really weird.
Interestingly enough, oh, sorry to interrupt, every member of Aerosmith's birthday today.
Really?
Yep.
What are the odds?
Good thing.
All of them.
A lot of birthdays. Everyone texting in. Simon and Garfunkel, William Hung.
It is my birthday today.
Everyone's birthday. Wow.
I don't think we're going past, like,
Tina Turner's birthday
1990
as well?
With this.
Well, yeah, that was what I was wondering. That's a good policy to have. It's like the Stones are still kicking out new tunes in the last 10 years. You just
don't
want to hear them. Yeah. Just play the hits, cash your checks. Here's a new one. Oh.
Well, if you need more money, you've gone and screwed things up.
Yeah. Just keep touring. Play the old ones. You need more money. Don't make new music. Just tour.
Yeah, no one wants to hear your artistic genius.
Just tortured artists. They need that outlet, right?
What happened to our TV?
I didn't turn it on today.
Oh. It hasn't been on all morning?
Didn't even notice.
I know.
Huh.
I can turn it on.
Jen's been so in tune with clients' takes on everything.
There it is. There's Maurice. Oh. We turn it on and there he is. This is the story of the day.
If he went into a cage right now, he'd win the match.
I don't care what he's up against.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar, come on down.
Yeah.
Actual gorilla.
I'm going to just chew your leg off.
You could drop him in a river with a hippo and he'd still win that fight. Maurice was absolutely beside himself. Like, that's as infuriated as a coach has been this year, period. And I'm trying to think of another time. Someone on the text line reminding us of the Joel Quenneville grabbing his family jewels and screaming. That was a pretty good reaction on the
bench. That was playoffs last year, wasn't it?
So I didn't remember when or where, but that's probably the last time a coach has been that hot.
Yeah.
Patrick Waugh's first game back, he was hot.
Yeah. Doing the ultimate warrior
didn't
on the glass.
That seemed very fake.
Oh, that was forced for sure. Yeah,
I felt that way.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
So Maurice last night post game. Was
not for long.
Nope.
Oh, you deal with it.
Yeah. You bleep and deal with it.
I'd be terrified to be a media member there.
I don't know.
Hoping for close games every day.
Klein, you're a Winnipegger. You'd be fine.
He's worried about that ninth concussion. Can't blame him.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Whew. Just in case one of his eyeballs goes shooting out of its socket, he's so mad, catches Klein square down for the count.
Just straight punches me in the face.
Oof.
So kind of a sloppy effort in the third period. Wha-bam!
7-4, they lose on home ice. That's not good.
I guess they're going to be watching video.
Yeah, there's not going to be any shortage of video if they want the video.
He said that we're going to review it all.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And that means that they're going to sit in that stupid video room and watch the whole game.
And that's what he's answering the question about. So what do you do with this?
Well, you deal with it. You know, we're not sweeping this one under the rug. We're going to take a good look at all of it and make sure that we appreciate the value of playing in the National Hockey League and playing a game at home, the cost that every NHL game demands, a willingness to pay that price.
Ooh. They should be better. He knows it. He's infuriated. And they got crappy goaltending again. They didn't against the Flames. I don't know.
Think you went in the locker room after with that same kind of fury?
A little more color. Maybe a little more sailor.
Some poor garbage can got...
You know what, though? It's kind of like when your parents were mad at you.
Mm.
It's almost worse when there's nothing said.
Ooh. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I know I've gone and screwed up. Something's got to happen.
Just walk in, you know. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. You're going to get it, son. You just don't know.
That one hurts.
Yeah.
Not the mad, but disappointed. Yeah. You've let us down.
Yeah. Oh,
stings.
Never bothered me.
You didn't let anyone down, right?
Got used to it after a
while. You were the star child. Okay. What's going on?
Built up a callus to it over the years.
Nobody, after a while, no one was disappointed. That was just expected.
Yeah.
So
that's called bar setting.
See, this is crazy. When did that happen? I mean, at 19, you were living in bloody Florida and Miami when everyone else was minus 30.
But I think that was the surprise thing. Was like, how did that happen?
So how did you lower the bar so quickly after that?
Oh, it was set low to begin with. And then I jumped over the bar, and it was like, wait a minute, what's he doing there?
And then you still able to turn in some hammered Christmas dinner performances where you're asked to leave. You got to keep things low.
Yeah. Whatever. You are who you are, right, Klein?
Yep.
Good Saskers.
Yeah. A couple of them right here, eh?
Proud of them both.
Yeah.
Proud of
Just you guys and Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
Sasky roots.
Good Sasky boys.
Yeah. Hey, contest online right now at sportsnet.ca/960. You're going to want to check this out. You could be heading to Los Angeles with $600 in the palm of your hand. Not to mention the flight for you plus one, two nights accommodation, tickets to the All-Star Game, tickets to the skills competition, and tickets to the schmoozy party. Remember when you were in Vegas?
The schmoozy boozy?
Pretending to cover the NHL awards, hanging out with Kane and Taves?
Well, just Taves.
Taves. That's pretty much what's on the table here. All you have to do is go to our website and be a fan club member. Those are two easy things to accomplish. Much easier than the route you went, which is to be invited in Vegas.
I just randomly showed up.
How did that go, by the way?
I don't know.
Were you lubricated at the time?
Don't know. Oh, yeah.
It is Vegas. It's tough to... Anyway, got to be a fan club member. You should be. Sportsnet.ca/960. You can click on contest. Quick turnaround. We're going to announce to our winner Jan 23rd, and they're going to be on a flight 5 days later.
Yeah, don't sign up or try to get it if you can't go away.
Yeah. We'll just start working on a really quality excuse if you need to.
I'm sick.
Yeah. It's emergency surgery at the Mayo Clinic. Why is your flight to Vegas? Don't ask questions.
Yeah.
We can't afford the Mayo Clinic. Don't worry. I've got $600 cash. Where did that come from? That'll be good. If you had advice for people, you got a weekend in LA. You know, lots of activities downtown. LA Live is awesome, the little area around there. But you would send them to what, Manhattan Beach for a drink? You tell us about the famous fish bowls somewhere, don't you?
That was way down in Newport Beach.
You're not
going to go there. That's too far.
Takes a while to get around Vegas. Or, excuse me, LA. That's the thing.
Yeah. I'm guessing with all that's going to be going on at LA Live, I don't think you have to go too far.
No. No, the hotel that we're providing is right by Staples Center. Just stay in that general area and you should be okay.
Yeah.
I was there when the draft was there. I was working for a junior A team, made a couple guys drafted that year. And so, you know, working from, go from places like Prince George and Merritt to all of a sudden being like downtown LA is like, yeah, downtown LA is a different beast. And there's like LA, it doesn't feel like a city. It feels like 12, right? If you go to Hollywood or if you're in Beverly Hills versus Santa Venice, every little beach community is different. And then downtown's just totally all over. You get everything down there. It's crazy, but unreal city. You should definitely be signing up. Don't be silly. Don't miss out on that. Ask Rhett coming up. Some good questions filing.
Already?
8:30. Excuse me, 7:33. So we do have some time and a break before we get there. But there's some interesting things coming in here. I'm interesting.
You're interesting. You're
I'm very interested.
Trying to read Thanks and talk. I'm interested in the way this one's going to go. So get those in for Ask Rhett. Coming around the corner, we have Sports Select Picks. Do we like an underdog? I asked you yesterday in 20 questions each, pick an underdog to win this weekend in the NFL. Your four matchups, Houston and New England. If they are going to win this thing, it would be one of the greatest upsets in NFL playoff history.
Yeah.
That's how big of an underdog they are. Pittsburgh's in Kansas City. That's the closest game in terms of the line. Kansas City only favored by one, I believe, at this juncture. The other game, Seattle and Atlanta. Seattle coming off a pretty dominant performance against Detroit, or at least in some measures, running the ball like crazy, something they didn't do well all year.
Yeah.
Can they do it against Atlanta? And a better question is, can they defend Atlanta? Because the two backs that they have, the passing options out of the backfield, Julio Jones seems to be uncoverable. They're without Earl Thomas, arguably their best defender, at least one of them.
And
indoors. You don't get the benefit of the Seattle weather and Seattle crowd.
Which is what they had to deal with when they played earlier in the season.
And still should have won, but a crappy non-call on
pass interference
Julio
call.
Jones. Yeah. He was mugged.
Yes.
Stupid Richard Sherman.
Borderline assaulted.
Green Bay in Dallas is the gem. That is the Sunday afternoon game. They know how to do this, hey? It's like last week, we had the Giants and the Packers as the last game of the week, the big primetime Sunday audience. This week, Green Bay and Dallas. Just Aaron Rodgers against America's team. Top record in the regular season. I don't have a feel for that. We got to get our picks in for our Glenn Moriarty Pick'em League.
Yep.
Pretty quick. So we'll talk to Lack and Four at 8:20, and I'm going to go with the NFL route on the Sports Select ticket. Might mix in some hockey tonight.
Oh, really?
Thursday's pretty busy slate usually.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There's a couple, what are you going to do? If you're going to go pro line, are you going to take New England at a dollar and a nickel? No, there's no value there. So you're not going to bet that. And I only have a decent feel on two of the other three. Like Green Bay, Dallas, I have no clue. You could build me a case for both these teams to win. Lack and Forward on Monday said the one thing Dallas doesn't want to do, like, don't fall behind 14-0. They're built on running the ball and having the lead. If Dak Prescott has to throw their way to victory as a rookie in his first ever playoff game, there'll be some nerves.
Yeah, they're built for being up 10-0, grinding out 13, 14 play drives with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
7-yard running his way down the field.
Sure. So I'm going to stay away from that, but I do have takes on Atlanta at home and Pittsburgh. Big Ben, the scare about his ankle, apparently dismissed with ease yesterday. Boy, is he tough. He's going to play through it, right?
I don't get it.
He loves it. Every time.
I just put a boot on just to get...
Yeah. He's going to come out in crutches. You know what?
And I want to like the guy. You'll be dead.
Yeah, well, he's done some things that would make him not likable earlier.
Yeah.
Good
player.
About the fake injury things, far from the worst thing he's done.
Sure.
Allegedly.
But he loves this sort of reputation he's built as this indestructible play through any injury machine.
Oh, he's put an air cast on a stub toe before. 100%.
Loves that.
You should wear one around your head, Klein.
Nice. Had a doctor tell me that too.
We did the math yesterday. 19 concussions in the room.
Yeah.
It's impressive. We'll come back with Ask Rhett. Get your questions in. It is 960-960, the ATB Financial text line. Glenn Moriarty presenting Rhett's wisdom. No hockey questions, you jerks. It's Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Eliminate the extra cost and discomfort of cold floors and rooms with a chill. Get your crawl space properly sealed and insulated. Text cold to 393939. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We'll be right back. there.
What is happening?
Why don't we just smoothly transition to Chad Johnson's penalty shot save?
Mikael Bakker with 4 goals in 2 games, snapping a 28-game goalless streak. And here he comes trying to get the Sharks to the lead. Comes in wide right, cuts in, deeks, and he's stopped by Johnson! A terrific left-hand save on the penalty shot!
3-2, Flames victorious. Division leaders leaving the building with no points. Thanks in large part to 2 massive breakaway saves from Chad Johnson. That, the penalty shot to Bodker. And then with 8 seconds left, the breakaway to Bodker is incomprehensible as that is with the Flames on a power play and a 1-goal lead with 10 seconds left.
It was a fun game.
Flames now 1 back of the Oilers for 3rd in the Pacific, 4 back of the division lead.
I'd be really happy if they can climb over top of them. Finish ahead of them.
That'd be nice.
Aerosmith, your artist of the day. It is Boomer and Warner in the morning.
The problem being, if they get into 3rd and have to play
Anaheim,
what's the benefit there? I'd rather they go to Chicago.
Oh. Could we pass on both of those, please?
Or San Jose?
No, yeah, I know. Hey, you're right.
I actually don't mind them against San Jose. I mean, great, but you got to pick someone to beat.
What you need to do is have Randy Carlyle implode the building on that team.
Which is possible.
And Flames Oilers are the 2-3, your first round matchup, and
now
the province is on fire.
That would be...
That'd be fun.
Dynamite.
Yeah, be the best.
Sign me up for that.
It's going to happen one of these years.
Actually, that would be good, because then San Jose can, or Anaheim can move into the wild card even.
Sure.
Yep.
You go. They can play San Jose. That's a good...
Beat each other after 7 games.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm telling you, it...
L.A., Chicago, Minnesota, St. Louis. We've got a... We're set.
Yep. Can you imagine a best of 7 between the Flames and the Oilers? I mean, it used to happen all the time, and now we're just trying to wrap our heads around what it might look or feel like, because it could happen in the next few years.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that.
It's... We don't know. And we forget about that bloody Oilers fan base. Next playoff game they have, it's been 10 years without that first anthem in that new building. Like,
be wound up.
That ramps everyone up.
And the Flames should be there. It's the right pick.
Yeah. All right. So
make it happen. Come on, Bettman.
Come on, Randy. Implode the Ducks. 2-3. Calgary. A
couple injuries.
That's right.
No problem.
Johnny Gibson's hamstring. Throw that out the window.
Tight.
You're listening to Boomer and Warner in the morning, I think. Although I'd heard something over the break, and someone was texted in. Is what the name of the show? Boomer
Warner,
and Rhett, and Warner?
Boomer, Rhett, and Warner, and Ryan Pinder are ready for your texts right now.
All four of you guys.
What?
Boomer, Rhett, and Warner, and Ryan Pinder are ready for your texts.
Boomer, and Rhett, and Warner, and Ryan Pinder, and Peter Klein.
No, I know you're a huge personality and a massive, massive celebrity in
people
town.
People know me.
But I didn't know you were like 2 people important.
Yeah. Wow.
Like double billing.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Boomer, Rhett, and Warner, and Ryan Pinder are right now.
We talked about Cher before. You're like double Cher. You have two
alter
different
eagle
identities. Yeah.
Oh, was it Garth Brooks and that dude?
Or yeah. Then the
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines, yeah.
That's you.
You're the Raptors and the Huskies.
So who's the lovable, you know,
the lovable loser?
Buddy,
I don't know.
And who's the evil?
They're both very similar.
They're the same, eh?
Rum or rye.
So is Rhett sober?
Chips or nachos.
They're the same guy. It's like if Garth Brooks' Chris Gaines was a guy in a country outfit singing Garth Brooks songs.
It's either chips and dip or nachos and cheese. Like
completely different.
Look at me. I'm crazy. I'm drinking rum, not rye. Yeah.
Really messing things up.
He's Warner tonight. It's not Rhett. Where does the blame fall on that, Jay? I mean, that's really hard to
fathom. That's almost too easy.
I don't want to say.
There's too many checks and balances for that to get on air like 6 times.
I think that's the writing, and the voice guy is very Ron Burgundy, and that he'll read whatever he kind of has in front of him.
Right, so it's not his fault. I know it's not the voice guy. Like, he is Ron Burgundy. Like, bleep you, Sandy. He'll read whatever's written. That's his job. It can't be him. And then when it's done, someone has to listen to it and like log it into a computer. There's multiple people here that should have caught that snafu. One more time. I love it. It's great.
Boomer, Rhett, and Warner, and Ryan Pinder are ready for your text.
Sadum.
Well, Rhett and Warner, It's time to hear both of your wisdom in Ask Rhett and Warner.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. Audi's revolutionary quattro all-wheel drive system is something you must experience. And you can today with a test drive at Glenmore Audi.
All right, you know how this goes. It is not new. We have upgraded the music. Rhett hated the...
It's way better.
The monks.
It?
Didn't it feel I'm like you're this. A Buddhist
This is great.
Temple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Boomer will continually tell us what it is. I already forget because...
The Winchester Cathedral?
Something like that.
Anyway. Why don't we start with... This isn't a hockey question. There's lots of hockey coming in. Remember, guys, no hockey, no hockey, no hockey.
What kind of show do you think this is?
That's the rules. Hey, Rhett, do you ever have pho? I think it's amazing.
Delicious.
Isn't it pronounced pho?
Po?
I don't think it's
pho.
Pahu. No, it's definitely pho. Vietnamese, no? Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah. I think it's pho.
Where's that joint you? Where's that joint you?
Well, that was ramen. That's quite different than pho.
Oh, and that I went ramen there yesterday.
Did you go back?
I went.
Oh, the shigi menu.
So good.
How long was the wait?
15-20.
In this weather, you gotta want it.
I snuck inside the door.
Oh, they found out who you were.
Yep.
This one coming in. Hey, Rhett, putting you on the spot. How far is Jupiter from Earth?
Jupiter, if I can recall correctly, is about 365 million miles.
Just sort of approximately?
568 million kilometers.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, is this kind of like the, hey, did you know? We don't fact check that.
You
sure
can
fact
check it all you want. Okay. I'm an astronomer. Bought my kid a telescope.
I think he's right.
Okay. Is he right, Jay?
Yeah.
How in the world do you know that?
No, we got a telescope for Santa dropped it off for Christmas, and we've been researching.
Santa.
Have a really good measuring laser thing.
Hey, guys, do you want to come to my new Irish pub? It's called the Rhett and Warner.
Boomer, Rhett and Warner, and Ryan Pinder are ready for your text.
Oh, dear. Rhett, my wife and I are shopping for a house. Do you have any advice? That's not a hockey question.
Don't overspend. Is that?
Like, beyond the mortgage, you still need to be able to, like, afford groceries and furniture. If it's
There's no guarantees you're keeping your job.
Nor that the house will appreciate.
Yeah. Mortgage rates may go up.
Sure.
Don't, you know, think about it clearly. Don't get so excited. Oh, we got to have this. We'll find a way. We're going to, we won't.
Where there's a will, there's a way and a really big debt load.
Yeah, well, we will never, we'll only make coffee at home. We'll save money. No, it doesn't happen.
Hey, Rhett, can a dog catch a cold?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just sneeze?
Like sneezy, runny noses, sniffles.
Huh. I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
Chills. Lazy. I'm not a big dog lover, but
I know you
that.
Hate dogs. I was going to say it.
I don't know why you're asking me about some dumb dog.
It's like drooling to begin with, and now it's sneezing and watering
they
eyes.
They do.
Get
you ever seen a
here.
Dog sneeze? Ugh.
Gross.
Especially those big slobbering ones like DeForest has.
You slide them in the back of your vehicle. Next thing you know, it's a mist of snot all over the car. Oh, son, Rufus! Come on, Hank!
Scream at your kids.
Is Hank
cover!
Cover!
Hank's
open
not
the
covered.
Windows!
Hank's almost gone, actually. That's Weimer's dog.
Well, the other Hank is DeForest's new best friend.
Oh,
has he had a big sneeze in the house yet, or what?
Not that I know of, no.
Seems like a good dog. That's a catch right there, man.
Has he deuced her on the carpet yet? Or you?
No, he's good. He's
oh,
good.
Please.
No nervous basement dump? Come on.
No,
I don't believe you for a minute.
Believe it.
He hasn't whizzed on your new
what a guy.
Closet.
You know what it is? He's a rescue, and he's thinking, if I screw this up,
I'm out.
I'm not going back to where I came from. I'll hold it for a week if I have to.
Can't go back there, man.
You're the best, Jay. You saved the dog. I love you.
He saved me.
Really?
Ooh.
Best.
Wow.
Love you, Hank.
Is your wife that annoying?
It's a shot. Hey, Rhett, are you now considering moving to Merrifield, Saskatchewan to be away from people, but closer to Brock
Pinder,
Lesnar?
Has this not been in my mind?
You less is more with people for you these days.
I'm a
big plot of land.
The friend bus. I'm trying to kick people off.
You're whittling down the number.
Yeah.
I was going to invite you on the stag, but you were talking about that, so no one.
Yeah, and I'm not hanging with you and your buddies on some drunken fiasco.
Sounds good to me. Another one coming in, 960-960. Hey, Rhett, why does salt melt ice?
Well,
the people throw it on the sidewalks all the time, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect in this weather.
It lowers the freezing point of the water in the ice, or in the snow, I think, and ice.
You think?
Well.
You've been speaking with authority on a lot of this stuff. Like
yeah,
Jupiter,
this one's a little tougher.
Okay.
Because it's more.
So it lowers the freezing point.
Chemical reaction.
Okay.
Yeah, it lowers the freezing point.
All right.
Now, oddly enough, if you take a glass with ice cubes.
Okay.
And you pour ice in, or salt into it. Which cubes melt faster?
The one with or without salt, you're saying? If you have two glasses, yeah. Both with ice, I would suggest the one with salt will melt faster.
Seems that it should be.
You'd think so, but maybe not.
Little test for you to do at home. Figure it out.
Are you like bluffing because you don't know the answer?
No, it's the one without the salt.
So it's Science Fair Week. Okay, you've given us homework. Hey, Rhett, how's your nose waxing going?
I haven't done it now. I've got a proposition from the nose waxing spa.
A proposition.
They are willing to come in.
And do it on
and
air.
Take care of all of us.
We have to do this, Jay.
Jay, are you in?
Jay, you're the executive producer. You need to do anything it takes to get this on air live and in the studio.
I don't think I want to watch or take part in that.
Klein? Have you heard about this?
Not even a little bit, nope.
So for Christmas, I was the lucky recipient of a gift certificate. One nose hair waxing.
So they go like up in there and just like whoosh.
Yeah.
It's probably the only way you wax it, Pete.
Like a popsicle.
Oh.
Doesn't sound comfy.
No, that sounds like the worst thing.
Are you in?
There's tremble things, too.
Why?
Look at the size of this thing. That would be awful.
Oh.
It needs a concussion for sure. Pulling that thing. Here's number nine. Another concussion.
Just rip the brain cells I have left, like, right out.
Hey, Rhett.
I can't believe none of you guys will do it with
me. I'll do it with you.
All right. We're going
to
get
him. If I happen to be filling in, then I could probably
be. We should have
him
here tomorrow.
Into it.
Tomorrow.
Boom's first day back.
A nose waxing live tomorrow? Do you think you can line that up that quick?
I don't know.
It's going to hurt, and I'm not going to be happy about it.
Anything's possible.
Don't you need like the hairs in your nose
you
for
can,
a reason?
You can watch it online. Take a peek. It's not bad, Klein.
Let's make this like the racing the cow thing where we talk about doing it, and we sound brave, and then back out like chickens. Should we do that? Please, can we do that?
Up to you guys. I'm using that gift card, though.
Hey, Rhett, are you going to get absolutely ripped at the poker tournament again this year? See you there.
Has it been a common theme? Sure. Last year I got in an argument with the guy.
Yeah, and I joined you at the table. I was feeling great. Got wiped
Joe
out.
Joe, serious.
Were
you there when he was being...
I just missed it.
Oh.
But you were hot the next day.
I was
apparently he almost came to blows at the poker table at a charity tournament.
He asked if I wanted to go outside to talk about it.
Well.
Ooh. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
I'd have given him the old Mai Tai.
The Mai Tai? Or
Mai Tai?
Whatever.
Mai Tai. Mai Tai is delicious. You know what I'm going to give you? How about this lovely tropical beverage?
I don't want to argue.
I'll show you.
I don't want to argue anymore. I'll buy you a Mai Tai.
Let's make friends. Oh, man.
That'd be a bold move. Do you want to go outside? Can I buy you a drink first?
Hey, Rhett, what happens when you swallow gum? This is something I used to think about as a kid. Like, the problem being, apparently, like, it doesn't really get through there. Like,
well,
you were told these stories as kids so you wouldn't swallow it.
At our house, your butt cheeks stick together.
Oh, dear.
If you swallow.
No one wants that. Is this Dr. Rhett back,
that's scientifically proven.
Back in his clinic?
Yeah. If your kids swallow gum, their butt cheeks will stick together.
Kids should probably ask Santa maybe how to deal with that one, not Dad.
That's
interesting. Okay.
That's probably going to do it, I think.
No more?
Ask Brett. Brought to you by Glenmore Audi. Audi's revolutionary Quattro all-wheel drive system is something you must experience. And you can today with a test drive at Glenmore Audi.
Don't swallow gum, kids. That's what we learned today. Jupiter, apparently 350-some-odd million miles from Earth. Dogs can catch colds.
Yes, for sure dogs can catch colds.
And don't get too crazy when you buy a house in terms of make sure you stick to the budget.
No. There's a lot of people struggling right now. You learn from them.
That's right.
And
lowball the crap out of them. Selling the house.
On the nose waxing thing,
yeah.
One person says, guys, don't do it. If you get a runny nose and there's no hair in there,
well, that's what I was trying to say.
Stop.
Like the hairs are there for a reason. That little.
So then I should just braid mine?
Oh.
You can trim, don't wax. Just don't get rid of it entirely.
I think what Jay's saying is you can lose maybe the stuff that's hanging out, looking like someone stuffed like a small wig.
Could we turn this into a style? Could we?
I don't.
If you braid your nose hairs, we'll be happy to post pictures on the internet.
Burnsy will do a bun, and I'll do the nose hair braid.
The nose bun.
We'll sell nose hair balm.
It's 8 o'clock. Sports Select picks next. Jason Lacafora in 20 minutes. Sports at 960 The Fan.